This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishneh Yomi. We are in Kinim, Gimel Beis. Today we will do Gimel Beis and Gimel, Gav and Gag. Yesterday, I did a lot yesterday, but we're just going to do the new ones that were new for Sunday, okay? Can't go back to everything. Okay. Beis Hay. Okay. Chatas, okay, you know, we need those, for this we need the cups, actually. We'll do these cups again, there you go, thank you very much.
Those are not cups, those are birds.
I'm sorry. I only need four for this. Okay. Could see my cups. See better that way. Okay. That's better. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Chatas mikan, oila mikan stuma bemza. Okay. So this is a chatas. We'll turn it upright. We knew it was a chatas. This was an oila. This always to my right is the chatas. So this is the chatas. This is the oila. And these are the two stumas in the middle. Okay. Fine. We have two stumas in the middle. All right. Parach mina emza letzdadin. The middle guys went echad helach, one this way and one that way. The mission says you don't lose anything. You just say, listen, I'll make these two chatos and these two olas. What's the problem? I'll do chatos, and that will automatically make the other one here an ola, and there was an ola here, and everything is good. That's very easy. Okay, what happened was two birds came back in the middle. You don't know which ones they were. So even though we'll put them all upside down because everything's just confusing now at this point. Two birds went in the middle. Okay. So these, there could be a chatas here, there could be an oil here, and I don't know. So I can't do anything. These, yamusu, die. This, I'll bring as a chatas. Why not? It's either a stuma, it's a chatas. Why not? This is an oil. This is a stuma, an oil. Why not? An oil. Okay, good. Chazar, they came back. Wow. Now you have to kill all of them because these were dead men, and then they went out to here, so you have to kill all of them. Where's the other case? Chazar, one second. Chazar, they take out the parach. Just say chazar, min emtzal etzadin. Okay, so leave out the whole osha parach. That's why it gets confused. Those words should not be there. That doesn't make sense. Life confused. A lot of Mishnahs don't have those words. Just say chazar. It went back in the middle. Then they went back to the side. Chazar. Emsal et stadin. Kolni muzo. Fine. Okay. Easy enough. Ein mevi'in. Tyrin k'neged b'nei yoyna. V'loi b'nei yoyna k'neged tyrin. A woman or a man for that matter. You have to bring two tyrin and two b'nei yoynas. You can't confuse the two. Kate said. Isha that brings a chatos of a tar. An oyla is a b'nei yoyna. No, that's not good. She has to go bring another tar for an oyla. But if she does the opposite, she went oila tar. She shouldn't have done that. You always bring chatos first. But she brought oila for a tar for an oila and a ben yoina for a chatos. She goes to bring another ben yoina. What? Yes, because chatos is always koveya. Chatos is always the leader. Chatos was a ben yoina. She has to now bring another oila ben yoina. Ben Azay says, no. Whatever went first, that's the koveya. That's the leader. Holchan acharishin. A woman that brings a chatos and then she dies and she leaves over the oil of the Yarshan should bring it, but not if the opposite, because it's a chatos amesis, because the oil owner died, and in a mesa mechabrin, you can't bring chatos for dead people. Gimel Aleph. The whole entire Mishnah we learned before were for a kohen that actually asked questions. Avol, a kohen that did not ask questions. And he got mixed up and he just decided to do what he thought was good without asking. In the case where one and one, two and two, meaning two kinim, four birds each, three and three. Okay, so also kul namalo, mechze kosher, mechze posel. So imagine the kohen had three and three. So he's got six birds. They're all mixed up. One, two, three. Four, five, six. Six birds, all mixed up. He goes ahead If he does them all amala, well, I mean, only three of them were supposed to be olos, so half kosher, half pasul. All amata, well, let's say only three of them are supposed to be chatos, half kosher, half pasul. Chetzim lamala v'chetzim lamata, half and half. Because you know, if you split down the middle and put half up, half down, then you know, half of them were supposed to be chatos, half of them olos. I mean, three and three. That was the case. There should be three and three, six. It should be 12 birds. Sorry. Yeah. That's better. It should be three and three. So three kingdom and three kingdom, 12 birds. Six and six birds, 12 birds. So, yeah. Half are supposed to be chatos, half are supposed to be olos. So that's what's going to happen. Half will be kosher. We don't know which ones. Three over here will be good. Three will be checked. And three will be here, be check, and then there'll be three X's, etc. And after that, they're going to have to figure out between the two of them how to go on weiter. They're going to have to bring a carbon, b'shutvis, etc., etc., etc. Okay. All right. Let's erase and begin again. Next. Okay, says Mishnah Gimel, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Achaz lezu. Okay, this is a weiter, a kohen who doesn't ask questions, unfortunately. That was a very bad thing. Achaz lezu, v'shtayim lezu. One for this, and two for this. Shol lezu, three for this. Es lezu, 10 for this. Mei lezu, 100 for this. Okay, it just means you have all different combinations. No, they weren't equals, okay? Was it one and a two, or one and a three, or one and a 10, or you can learn it's just a two and a three and a 10, whatever it is. Bottom line, any way you shake it, the halachas are going to be the same. Okay. Asan kulan lamala, did them all on top. Well, half of them, he did them all as olos. Well, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Half of them were supposed to be olos, so half and half. He did a lot of bad things. He did a lot of averes, because he brought a lot of birds that were supposed to be chatos up top. That's a terrible thing to do. Let's get that straight. He did a terrible thing. But lamaisa, b'diavad, after it's done, this is the halacha. Kulalimaton, he brings them all down below. Mechze kosher, mechze posel. He brings them all down below. Half kosher, half posel. Ayayay. Chetzin lemalon. Okay, those cases are the easy ones. Okay? That's what we said. Chetzin lemalon vechetzin lematon. He did half on top, half below. Meruba kosher. The amount of birds in the greater one is kosher. Now, again, you shouldn't have done this. But if you did, that's going to be the halacha. Let's work this out. Okay. Let's get the first example. The example they give is one woman had two birds, one woman had four birds. Six birds. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay? One woman had four birds, one woman had two birds. Okay. Kayan brought three up top, three down below. What's the worst case scenario? Okay. In the best case scenario, let's go to the worst case. I don't want to even talk about that. It's not worth, we have to always be hush for the worst case scenario. Fine. So, your chayish is that the woman with two birds, okay, were brought on top. That means both her chatas and her ola were brought here. That means one would be kosher, one would be puzzle. Let's just say, okay, so we'll do one kosher and then one puzzle. Okay? Now we go to the other woman. The other woman, worst case scenario. Okay. Well, one of them would definitely be kosher. Because the other woman needs, the woman with the numerous, she definitely needs an ola lamala. And she'd have two chatos, would be kosher. One of these down here would be an ola, would be puzzle. How many would you have kosher? Four. Four. Let me see if I got that right. Yeah. Okay, so how many are kosher? The amount of the larger number. Let's make a little more, let's see if it works again. Let's do it. One con with three cons. One con with three cons. Let's try it again. One with three. So one with three. One, two, three, one, two. How many? Eight. Okay. Worst case scenario. The lower number, her chatas and olah, got both ended up on top. Then would be one kosher and one puzzle. This woman, the other woman, definitely has two olos. She has three chatos. Three and three. Let's read it. I have to say inside. Even if both of the one with the smaller number, both were brought on top, but even if that's the worst case scenario, but Lamaisa, two of the one of the other lady also were on top, and then her other four would have been brought down below. In this worst case scenario, three on top would be kosher, and three on the bottom would be kosher. This will apply any amount you have. We can keep going, but I think this is enough for now. With three, with 10, with 100, the way it always will work, the minimum number of ksheros, the minimum number of ksheros will be according to the quantity of the greater group, the greater team, the woman with the greater kvutza. That's your minimum quantity of ksheros. Let's read that inside. Hameruba kosher. It's two words. Meruba. The amount of the birds in the greater group, that is the minimum amount of kosher. Minimum. Okay. Want to do it one more time? I think we'll leave it. You got the idea. I don't have to really think it through if this is 100% true. I mean, I'm sure it is. I just have to see if I really understand why it's true. But that's what they're saying. See, this is the worst case scenario. It's on top. And then once you do that, then you say, okay, the other ones would enter kosher. And it could be these were all kosher. It could be everything was brought in the right place, but we don't know. Yeah. Okay. I guess it makes sense. Hope it makes sense. Okay. Zekal, this is the rule. Kol shat yochal achal chesekinin. If you could divide up the birds, v'lo yihu, mishal isha achas, be'umal be'umatun, where it's possible. This is the klal of all the scenarios were mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. Let's remember, Mishnah Aleph, what was that one? That was the one where there were the equal numbers. Yeah. When you have equal numbers of groups, one and one, two and two, et cetera, in those situations, it was possible that all of the birds were brought only on top or all of the birds only below because you had equal numbers. It's possible that neither group ended up on top and on bottom. It's possible all of one A group ended up on top, all of B ended up on bottom. For example, because if you had three and three, so you had six and six birds, you had 12 birds, you're going to have six on top, six on bottom. It's possible that they flap half and half. Okay. Fine. Since that is a possibility, the din will be Mechza kosher, mechza pasul. We have to be choshers. The Mishnah here is explaining why is it that in Mishnah Aleph, we always say mechza kosher, mechza pasul. And the reason is because it's possible that all of one ended up on top, all of one ended up on the bottom. So let's try to read that inside. It was a little bit of a hard read. When I was preparing this, it was a little bit of a hard read. You can split it up. And you can have, and it would be possible that one woman would not be on top and on bottom. It's like a little bit of a hard read. Meaning, it's possible that all one woman could be just top or just bottom. Half and half. It's not possible. Let's go to a case. This case. One woman had two birds. One woman had six birds. So the woman with two birds. It's not possible for the woman with six birds to be all on top or all on bottom. That's not possible. She has six, and you're only putting four on top. Because they're different numbers. She has six birds, and you're only putting four on top, four on bottom. So she has to be on both. She has to straddle both sides of the fence. Oh, if that's the case, meaning they're not even numbers, just a way of saying they're not even numbers. It's all the same. Then I'm Rubik Kosher. The minimum amount that are Kosher is the amount of the greater group, the larger group. Okay. You have to know exactly what the Mishnah is coming to add, but this is just another way of saying the same thing. Okay, then obviously there's more footnotes about that, but we're going to leave it. Okay. One more Mishnah for today. Gimel. The previous two Mishnayos, we're talking about Stumais. Equal numbers, non-equal numbers. We now move on to Mufarashim. We all know that if a chatz and elah get mixed up, we have to kill them. We're now talking about a kohen who unfortunately did not ask questions and he brought them. Bad idea, but he did it anyways. Chatz l'sazuv elazu. Two women gave birth. Each one of them already brought one bird. This one brought a chatas. This one brought an elah. Should have done that, should have not done that. Doesn't make a difference. That's what happened. They came in now with two birds, brought peshutfas. And they said, this is the chatas for the lady who needs chatas. This is the oilah for the lady that needs the oilah. Good. And they got it mixed up. Also kulamal. He did them all on top of oilahs. Well, that's kasher mechsa puzzle. It's pretty straightforward. Because one's a chatas. Kulon le maton. That's kasher mechsa puzzle. Half and half of it. Chetzin lamal and chetzin lamaton. He splits them up. He doesn't know which one is which. Same puzzle. Everything's puzzle because it might have been brought in the wrong place. Whenever there's a possibility that it was brought in the wrong place, it's automatically puzzle, even though it's a suffix. Shanimra, I'll say, may the chatz was kriv lamala, may the oil was brought lamato. This Mishnah is quite straightforward, quite simple. I'm just saying, they're bringing in the introduction for the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is from the most difficult of the Masechta. So that's going to make you get out of bed tomorrow morning, okay? Everybody have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.